It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 26th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. So I tried on Google Glass the other day. I accosted somebody in New York who had a highly coveted tester and managed to pry a pair from their bony grasp for a few minutes. These are electronic eyeglass frames from a Google division called X Labs. The pair I saw had no lenses. You look up and to the right, and there's a tiny digital display. You have to teach yourself to focus on the screen like when someone hands you binoculars. Separately, Joshua Topolsky, editor-in-chief of The Verge, got an official test, along with some time with Google's product director and lead industrial designer. Joshua, so?
Obviously, I took photos. I recorded video. And I did a lot of Google searches because you can do voice-activated Google searches. So, you know, I found out how old Brad Pitt is, and I found out what year Terminator was made. What's interesting about it is it uses Google's knowledge graph when it does searches, and it serves up these cards of information, which is really nice and useful. So it'll give you, if you ask for the weather, it won't just give you a bunch of links to the weather. It'll show you what the weather is on a nice stylized card that is floating out there for you. I navigated with it. I used it for walking directions around New York City.
All right, the question that has to be asked is, did you feel like a dweeb wearing these, or did you feel like Mr. Cool?
I felt a tingly mixture of those two things when I was wearing it. You know, it's look, normal people don't want to wear glass. I mean, I don't think that your average person on the street wants to put on glass in its current incarnation, and I don't know that I would wear it all the time, but I think that a certain group is going to want to use it and play around with it, and they'll love it. And I think that what Google really needs to do to get this into the mainstream is to partner with people like Ray-Ban or Warby Parker and make it look cool.
But that said, in your piece in The Verge, you called Google Glass, I think it was beyond Apple level of design.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's cool for a piece of technology. It's very beautifully designed. The thing is, it has to transcend a piece of technology because you wear it on your face. And I think, you know, we found that people are very sensitive to what they'll put on their body in terms of clothing or accessories. And so this is very much an accessory. And I wear glasses. I spent a long time looking for these glasses. It's very hard to find glasses that look right on my face, at least in my opinion. I wouldn't want to trade these for some weird, very techy-looking pair of glasses. But they are beautifully designed. They are beautifully made.
Joshua Topolsky, editor-in-chief of The Verge, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Google is pushing to sell them for $1,500 a pair late this year.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
Are cars and trucks with high-speed internet built in about to become a critical mass? General Motors and AT&T have just announced a plan to put fast so-called LTE internet into many Chevys, Buicks, Caddys, and GMCs next year. Press an app and it's live traffic. Press an app and it might be streaming video to the whiny ones in the back seat. And billboards can be an eyesore, but along the Pan American Highway near Lima, Peru, there's an imposing one that makes drinking water out of thin air. The billboard condenses humidity and then runs it through reverse osmosis. The resulting 26-gallon tank of drinking water is useful to passersby on a generally dry road. Fast Company reports the billboard advertises the outfit that invented it, Lima's University of Engineering and Technology, which is trying to attract students who want to work on socially conscious projects. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.